If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Welcome everyone to Couch Potato Diary. Happy Monday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. The focus today and all week is about WrestleMania 40, the biggest WrestleMania of all time. WrestleMania XL coming to you from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So today we're going to look at some of the bigger storylines heading into this. And obviously storyline meaning something else, but just a few things I'm thinking going into the Clash of the Immortals or whatever it's called, WrestleMania. So very excited about that. If you're looking for a more sportsy show, I did do the Catalanato cast that came out earlier today, focusing all on the Toronto Blue Jays. But this is going to be a lot on the final boss, the great one, the Brahma Bull, The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, so much more. A lot of intrigue, plus looking at how last year's main eventers are faring at this year's WrestleMania. Let's get ready for it. It's time. WrestleMania week, baby. I'm fired up. Let's get into it. Alright, WrestleMania 40 goes this weekend, and I will say that I think this build has been fantastic. I have absolutely loved what we have seen from the WWE so far. I think every segment involving the main eventers for this show has been wildly entertaining. And I know there's a talk of, oh, it's the new Attitude Era. But it has still been so entertaining. I think that they have progressed this story very well. And what felt like an obvious outcome, I still think feels like an obvious outcome, but what kind of felt like the obvious final couple of steps to get there doesn't feel quite as obvious now. And so they have me curious as to how they get to the final spot. And even still, as we are here a couple hours before Monday Night Raw tonight, even still, I am very intrigued at how the last couple beats of this story are going to go. I think, like, it's been so good, right? It has been so, so entertaining. And I think obviously, like, Cody has been great. Seth does certainly feel like he is a bit of a backgrounder in this one, but Roman has been really good when called upon, Paul Heyman, all of that. But The Rock has certainly, once again, been absolutely fantastic. And I think taking the character to social media has legitimized a few things for this feud and just kind of made it feel a little bit more real, I guess, for lack of a better term. And it's helped carry it along. And it has made every appearance must see, pardon that from The Miz, but it has made every segment, every show, one that you absolutely cannot miss. And I think they have done a phenomenal job with this entire thing. And I do think that there has been a whole lot that we kind of get reminded of with The Rock, right? In terms of what he can do on the microphone, what he can do as a character, and what he can do just with his charisma. It really has been, and look, like it hasn't been perfect 10 out of 10, 100% of the time, but it really has been a bit of a masterclass in that, because like, look, he's The Rock, right? He's our guy, but now he has come back in, and I do think they fumbled a little bit, but they have recovered in a exceptional way to turn this guy into a mega heel that everyone wants to cheer, right? Like, as soon as you hear, like, if you smell, you want to just explode, like, oh my God, he's here. But then they have turned him now into this heel character, and a lot of that is him, but a lot of it has been just this whole thing. And I think Cody has been there every step of the way as well. Every beat that the Rock has had, Cody has had, I think, a very strong counter. And it's been different, and it has showed the difference in the eras. It has showed the difference in these characters, but it has showed the difference in what used to be what heels would do and what it is okay for baby faces to do now, right? Like the Rock and Roman Reigns, there have been a couple of times where what they have said is like, oh boy, I wouldn't have said that. And then you have Cody, our baby face, who is okay crying on television, talking about the thought of giving his mom the Universal Championship after winning it at WrestleMania. And Cody taking a shot at that, and Rock taking a shot at that, and then Cody being like, look, yeah, I showed emotions, that's fine, still gonna whoop your ass. And then you get some of the cheap shots with the LDS and all of that, but I think it has been an excellent mix of the past and the present, and what worked then, and what can work now. I think that there has been some real nice balance going on with all of those particular things. And so it has been an excellent build. The issue, it feels like it's been an excellent build for The Rock against Cody Rhodes. And ultimately, that's not where this is going, right? Ultimately, we are getting Cody against Roman, night two of WrestleMania, to close this show out. And look, we just got a Cody versus Roman build for WrestleMania last year, and a lot of the notes for the story are the same, right? Like, Cody is looking to finish the story. Roman is looking to continue on one of the great title reigns that the WWE has ever produced. So that would be a bit more of a difficult story to freshen up a little bit more, pardon the pun. So having The Rock's involvement in this, I do think, helps to keep it fresh. I do wish there was a little bit more Roman Reigns involved, right? Like, I wish it was Roman standing over a bloody Cody on Monday Night Raw. And while The Rock has had some excellent promos, it would have been great if Roman also had something to say about all of this. Instead of it being a back and forth between The Rock and Cody, it would have been nice if it was a back and forth between The Rock and Roman and Cody. And there was the Roman face-off last week on SmackDown. But I think this story could have used a touch more Roman this time along to make it not just feel like it's Cody against Rock here at WrestleMania, because ultimately the final story is Cody against Roman. And now I do think, even with just 24 hours after this tag team match, where it'll be Bloodline Rules, but I do think that 24 hours, social media, the kickoff show, and throughout WrestleMania, I think they'll be able to have a few more, not like advancing of the story, but just reminding you of why this main event matters so much. I think having that second night is going to, you're going to see a very quick build of Roman against Cody, because it does feel like The Rock has kind of taken a lot of the air out of the room with this whole feud. But I do think it's a really good way of using the two nights, you know, like New Japan, when they had the two night Wrestle Kingdoms, somehow twice they managed to have it be for an undisputed championship and have it basically be a de facto tournament. And that's fine. And I think that's very interesting in how you can get to that. And I think if the WWE were to unify these things again, that would be a very interesting way of going about it. But for the most part, night one and night two have kind of stayed separate, right? Like, they are their own shows. Now having this little bleeding in from night one into night two, and having night one affecting night two, I really like it. And I am very interested in how the whole thing comes together, and if this is something WWE will be doing in the future. Because I think that it is a real effective way of using a multiple night WrestleMania to your advantage. So yes, the main event story has been great. And I think the secondary storylines have been quite a bit of fun as well. One of the issues, though, is that you go online on social media and it is all The Rock segments, right? It is all The Rock and Cody and all of that. We're not getting the, oh my gosh, I can't believe LA Knight said that. And oh my goodness, look at Logan Paul doing this. And look at this and this. It is Rock and Cody, Rock and Cody, Cody and Roman, Rock and Cody, Rock and Cody, Seth, Rock and Cody, Rock and Cody. Like it has, when you, if you were to just be following this product on social media and just being like, okay, what are the hits? What do I got to watch? Oh, just Rock and Cody again. Okay, let's do it. And that is too bad because I do think some of the builds for the secondary stuff have actually been pretty good if you sit down and watch the shows. I do think like Rollins, McIntyre have had some excellent back and forths. And McIntyre feels like a legitimate damn superstar in there. And I personally, I would like to see him with the championship coming out of WrestleMania. There is something in the back of my head that is just like, Damian Priest has to cash in the next couple of months. So there's a little bit with that there for me. Like, I wonder if you do, and I'll do a full prediction show on Friday, but I wonder if you do Drew McIntyre loses in just like a quick roll-up, whatever. Like, an excellent match. We're not doing Sheamus Daniel Bryan here. But an excellent match. Somehow Seth Rollins just gets the win. Drew, pissed, comes out. Claymore, Seth does like three flips in the air and lands, and then all of a sudden Judgment Day music hits, Damian Priest comes out, cashes in, and he is your world heavyweight, whatever, super duper raw champion. I wonder if there is a way they can do that, but either way, I don't know if there's a wrong answer here, because Seth has been good, although admittedly, he has cooled off a little bit. And that's something we're going to talk about here throughout this, is that while the product is very hot, and all of these guys are doing really well, like, I don't think there's anyone in a spot right now that isn't performing admirably, right? And isn't doing, like, everything that they possibly can be doing. And I think, like, creatively, a lot of them are hitting the right notes. But it does feel like Seth has fallen off just a little bit, right? Like, the singing my song so loud that I can barely speak. And then it's, yeah, it's not quite there. So I do think he's fallen off a little bit, but if he retains and stays World Heavyweight Champion, no problem with it. Drew McIntyre as World Heavyweight Champion, if you're going to have a babyface over on SmackDown and Cody being the champion, no problem with it. Damian Priest, no problem with it. Kind of doing how they used to do it back in the original brand split days, where you have, like, your established John Cena, Triple H, Batista, whoever, as champion here. Let's try Dolph Ziggler, CM Punk, fucking Jack Swagger. Over here. Sometimes it hits, sometimes it doesn't. But I think you can use this as kind of a almost developmental type championship. That's a weird way of putting it, but you know what I mean. So I don't think there's a wrong answer with this one, and I think the build has been really good. I think Sami Zayn and Gunther, the build has been great. Sami with the promo a couple weeks ago, like, look into my eyes. And Chad Gable being like, yeah, I don't think you can do it. Kind of recreating that underdog story here with Sami Zayn. Randy Orton, Kevin Owens, and Logan Paul have all, I will begrudgingly say, been very entertaining. And I think the build going from the chamber to this has been really quite good so far. But the issue does show, with The Rock kind of taking up so much space, and with this main event story taking up so much space, and again, it's the main event of a two-night WrestleMania. It's supposed to take up a lot of space, right? But it does kind of feel like there has been a bit of a cooling off for, like I said, Seth Rollins, and also the two guys who were in the main, or two of the guys, anyway, who were in the main event last year, in Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And Roman Reigns' build has, I think, been great. The Bloodline story probably peaked around this time last year. But the Bloodline story has been phenomenal for a couple of years. Eric Bischoff said it's better than the NWO story. And I would suggest we probably see, in terms of the championship portion of it, a culmination this weekend at WrestleMania, and then the Roman Reigns spiral out of all of that. But I do think, like, Sami Zayn not winning it at Elimination Chamber. And then, like, say Sami wins it at Elimination Chamber, and Roman gets it back, like, the next fucking night, right? Like, maybe that does take Sami Zayn down a little bit still. But there's no question he is not as hot as he was a year ago. And that felt like your chance, like, this guy's a superstar. Like, he has this crowd with him. This is an opportunity to strike and create a new main eventer. didn't really do it. Kevin Owens, in that same kind of a spot, right? Like when he comes out in Montreal and the crowd goes bananas, it's okay, you have got something here. And these guys win the tag team championships, and now they're just kind of where they were before, right? Sammy going for the Intercontinental title. I think it'll be a big win for them, but they are caught trying to kind of manufacture what he was a year ago. And Kevin Owens, wildly entertaining, amazing character, kind of stuck where he was before this, where he's in the U.S. title picture. He can come up and challenge for the title. Don't know if anyone believes he's going to win it, but he can come up and challenge for one of the main titles. But he's in the U.S. IC title fringe championship contender spot. Not how I would use him, not how I view him as a talent, just where you kind of see him in the whole perception of it. So while Cody Rhodes is closing the story at WrestleMania this year, it does kind of feel like a couple of other chapters in some other books maybe aren't going necessarily the way that WWE would like them to. So I do think it's interesting to kind of take a step back and, like, once this whole thing is done, like, who did this elevate? It elevated the Usos, and I think their build also, I forgot to mention in all this, their build also has been really good. I thought Solo would be in a bit of a bigger spot by now. So again, like, I have been entertained, and I think all of it has been so much fun. But you do kind of look at a couple other things like, man, I think a couple other guys could be a little bit hotter than they are right now based off of where they were a year ago. So that's going to do it here. I want to get this out as quick as I can, so because I'm recording this a little bit later than I wanted to today, and we got Raw to get ready for tonight. So let's get ready for WrestleMania. It's going to be WrestleMania throughout the week here on the channel. Trying to get a bit more other sports stuff mixed in as well, because it's a great time in sports as well. But so much focus on WrestleMania. Tomorrow, we'll have a recap from Monday night Raw. Coming up on Wednesday, for those of you who aren't regular followers of the channel, I do a thing called a legacy look. Going to do that on The Rock. Why is it such a big deal that he is back home, as he would say? So we will get ready for that as well. Thursday, going to look at some of the other big stories going on in the world of professional wrestling. And then Friday, it's the big preview, getting ready for WrestleMania 40. We will also, night one and night two, have some form of a show after everything is all concluded. So that is the schedule for the week, and we will have a whole lot of fallout once WrestleMania is done and we get into a new season of WWE. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're listening in podcast form, make sure you subscribe, leave a review. If you are watching this on YouTube, thank you. Make sure you subscribe, like the channel, leave a comment. If there's anything in here I said that you disagree with or really agree with, let me know in the comment section below. Follow me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I am at PrimetimeKlein, twitch.tv/PrimetimePK. And you can email this show, CouchPotatoDiary@yahoo.com. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Talk to all of you tomorrow. I'm out.